This is a CKTZ news update. Last year, the Strathcona Regional District was granted $20,000 toward active transportation research for Cortez Island. Leading the study for the SRD is Meredith Starkey, Manager of Planning and Parks. She said the project is launching this week with a survey and will later involve the Ministry of Transportation to identify barriers for cyclists and pedestrians on the island's roads.
We're launching the first piece, which is a survey, and then we're also planning some in-person and virtual events to give people other opportunities to be able to provide some feedback and some interest. Ultimately, what we're trying to do is figure out, A, how people are commuting by bike and walking, all those human-powered modes that are active transport currently, so, and what the current barriers might be. The SRD is not the roads authority. That's the Ministry of Transportation. So our role here is largely more trails and how we can maybe use our trail network to create an active transport network that could be used in conjunction with the roadways. And maybe there's some advocacy with the ministry that we can be a part of for things like bike lanes or like you're talking about speeds and that sort of thing. We can, you know, be a part of advocacy. But through this, trying to figure out how people are currently using those systems, what they identify, what residents identify as barriers, and then where we might find opportunities to improve on that. We already did a transportation demand study way back in, I want to say 2017, 2018 on Cortez. So this is sort of carrying that forward into network planning, producing some maps that we can use just to try and identify future opportunities. And then also that carries into the long range planning as we go into trying to update the Cortez Island official community plan and the zoning bylaw. So these things kind of all complement and stack on each other. And this is just kind of that first piece of the research side. So definitely a survey on Friday to be available. That'll be online. You can print it out and mail it to me if you like. But then also those in-person events will give people who can't do it on the internet.
You were looking at maybe like new trails, or are you just going to use the existing roadways to improve those for bicyclists? Or what were you thinking about that?
That's exactly what we're hoping that this study will clarify is, are there easy opportunities where we can connect trails, where we can make existing trails bikeable?
Have you done any other similar studies anywhere else in your jurisdiction where the SRD it has jurisdiction?
Well, it's new. I'm new at the SRD. I just started in May of last year. So this is my first transportation study within the SRD. Prior to this, I was a planner with TransLink and so have been involved in active transportation projects in Metro Vancouver. Very different environment, very different expectations and opportunities than Cortez, but still some applicable knowledge.
Sure.
There.
Absolutely.
I know that cycling is something that we've been pursuing throughout the region. One of the things that out of this study we're hoping to see too is because e-bikes are really much more popular now than they used to be. We've heard from retailers that they can't keep them in the store. We've heard that their uptick is just kind of going through the roof. But there's no charging stations for bikes. Perhaps that's something that, as we're doing this exercise, we'll hear from Cortez that's needed. And that's something that we could consider incorporating into our parks.
Starkey touched on barriers to active transportation and how this study might be used to update Cortez Island's official community plan. Gabriola Island did a similar project about 10 years ago, as Gabriola resident Steve Earle explained in a previous interview, which, as he explains, did meet with some success there.
We created a cycle route map for Gabriola, and it became part of the official community plan. So we designated areas where we thought cyclists would want to go and went into the OCP. And in fact, there has been some movement on that. Ministry of Transportation did some upgrades and they referred to the cycle plan and said, okay, this area is one of the places that you've identified as being dangerous. What do you think we should do here? They actually came and asked us that. And we said, you know, widen it this way and do this and put some barriers in. And they did it. Obviously, there are lots of other places on the island that we would like to see some improvement, but at least we got some action in one place as a result of that work we did. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing the same thing.
All right. Well, that's great. I'm not really sure what to expect with this project. You've had some movement in that regard, then that's hopeful for us.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.